Hello and welcome to our podcast, Cry, Laugh, Eat, Making Friends with Your Emotions. My name is Ruth.
Hello, my name is Helen. Each week we explore an emotion in everyday life situations. I actually feel quite emotional about this topic, and that's a great way to start a podcast, isn't it? But life, as you know, has many ups and downs, and sometimes there are many disappointments. We all experience disappointment in our lives, and we've been pondering that together before coming on to record this. And I guess that's probably what made me feel emotional because, yeah, like you, I've had many disappointments. But we want to focus on a saying that I made up for myself to keep myself going through some very disappointing periods in my life. And that is, don't stay down, get determined. And we really want to explore that with you now. Take it away, Ruth, while I get myself together.
Here are the tissues, my buddy.
I'm just joking, I didn't really.
You may have realised by now that our episode today is about the feeling disappointment. Mm-hmm. And disappointment comes from the emotion sadness. Interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Because sadness notifies us or informs us that we are experiencing either a loss or something is missing or something's gone. So the reason that we are looking at disappointment is because we didn't realise the impact that not dealing with disappointment can have, and that it's one of the feelings that's often overlooked and considered minor. If you go back to our analogy of the waves and how emotions are like waves, disappointment is often treated in the following way. We either ignore them or we go against them. Now, if you take the analogy of the waves, why would you be so silly and crazy to ignore the waves? What happens if you ignore the waves, Helen, and you're trying to boogie board?
You're going to get dumped.
That's right. You're going to drown or get dumped. So the way to actually find pleasure and satisfaction and stability and leading to happiness in your life is to do the best you can and go with the waves, flow with them to safety or solid ground or to the next wave. And disappointment is like that. If you allow it and you acknowledge disappointment in your life, you can actually come out through that wave, just ride that wave and be stronger and actually find satisfaction. And you might be thinking, what? So we're going to talk a little bit about that, aren't we, Helen? We're just going to explore that because disappointment and uncertainty are inevitable. There's no way you can avoid them. Like the waves, you can't avoid them.
No. Something that I've learned through disappointment is that there's always another way to look at the situation. There's always a bigger view and a little picture to create that might help you out there. It certainly helps me, is the chicken and the eagle. Neither is good nor bad, they're just different. There's a chicken and it lives on the ground and it picks through the grass and the ground to find its food. So its head is always looking down towards the ground. And then there's the eagle. The eagle is always up at a much higher level, up in the sky flying or up on the mountains, and its view is quite different. It's looking down and seeing a whole lot more than just what's in front of it and the ground. And what I've learned is sometimes we need to take an eagle view of our situation when we're disappointed.
Okay, that's really great, Helen. So could you explain, though, what would be the chicken view and explain the positives of both?
Well, so the chicken view is looking at all the finer details or all the even the big details that you're in right now. There's always a time that we have to do that. We have to see the details, but if that's all we ever see, if that's all we're ever looking at, we can get very caught in those details, and those details can become quite overwhelming.
Okay, so the eagle?
So then the eagle view, it's like if we could climb up a mountain and just sit up the top, we have a whole different view. We might be able to look down and see the house where we live in, but we see the house next door and the house next door. We see the street. We're seeing so much more.
Our perspective and our picture is a lot bigger,
isn't
it?
A lot bigger. Mm. And sometimes we need to try to have that
and equally,
bird's eye view.
Equally, it would be no good to spend all your time up there either.
No, because you're not down in the details.
You're not in the details or the reality of life.
That's right.
It's easy to sit from a distance and judge.
Exactly. But sometimes it's not easy to make judgments and decisions for our life when we're only looking at those details right in front of our eyes. We need to take some steps back. A bit like when you talked about in our episode on overwhelm and you talked about taking a step back. Mm. Well, this is even
a similar kind of concept.
Mm. So just picturing an eagle, if you could picture yourself up high looking down on your life, what else might you see other than the details you can see? In our book called Making Friends with Your Emotions, in the section where sadness talks to us, one of the things that sadness says is
that the feelings of sadness help give you time to process your emotions, your thoughts, your memories. So I'll say that again.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
Helen will say that again.
She's just flicking through the book to get to the right page.
And then it unflipped. Here we go.
So quote.
Quote. They help give you time to process your emotions, your thoughts, your memories. We all need time to process. So think of that eagle view as finding a space where you can just come out of the details for a little while, out of the turmoil of what might have disappointed you, where you can just process what you're feeling. And I want to add that also sadness from our book says, just accept me, feel me, release me. And that's something I have learned. To accept something, you have to have processed it first. You can't just accept it because I need to feel better. It doesn't work like that. We need to have time to sit and process and feel.
Helen, going back to the perspective of the eagle, I think the good thing about, like you said, standing back is that that's the start of you being in control of how you feel.
Mm.
Because if you don't stand back and take that eagle view, like you said, you're still caught up with the details. Your head's down. You can't actually work through the disappointment.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. To add to that, our work, you consistently hear us talking about becoming friends with your emotions. When we step back, that helps us be able to feel the emotion but not have it overwhelm or dominate us. And if we just get caught in the details like the chicken sometimes and don't remember to step back and have an eagle eye view, we won't learn to allow that emotion, that feeling of disappointment, which comes from the emotion sadness. It won't be able to be our friend. We won't be able to find the wisdom that it has for us if we're just spinning in the details of what's not feeling good and why it's not feeling good.
Mm. You won't, I guess, hear the message that it has for you.
Yeah, that's right.
So the good thing is, Helen, that once you've taken on the character of the eagle and you're soaring, or you're just in a quiet space, or you have a moment to yourself, you've experienced that disappointment. Yes, you've acknowledged it. You've pulled back a bit. Then what?
We've got four questions here that we can ask ourselves. This kind of a process can help. So you can ask yourself, have I acknowledged the pain that I'm feeling? Have I acknowledged exactly what I'm feeling?
Okay, so everyone will feel pain. Every human being will feel some kind of pain.
Mm.
But it's important that we don't prolong that pain out of choice.
Mm.
And because then it becomes suffering, long-term suffering.
Yeah, so we acknowledge that we're feeling something and I feel this. I feel so disappointed because blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm gutted.
I'm gutted, yeah. It, like, that's a good thing. That's really healthy.
Mm.
The next question is, what strengths do you have to cope with this situation? And now this is an eagle eye view when you're coming out of the details and can look from a bird's eye view. You can look at yourself and think, what strengths do I have? What have I got within me? What have I done before that worked when I was really disappointed? What can I draw on? What do I have within myself that can help me? And the next question is, what are my needs? So if you've been really disappointed by something, you know, there's something that you need. What is that? Being like the eagle, being up high, looking at everything with a different view is where you can think about, what do I need now?
Mm.
It's so important that we bring that into our thinking.
Mm. And then that leads to the action question, which is, what choices do you have now?
Mm.
Because you can choose not to stay in disappointment, which is important. That's the first choice you've probably already made if you're at this point.
Mm. Yeah, it's like you said before, we will all have pain. That's just part of being human.
And disappointment.
And disappointment. We're going to experience these feelings. We need to acknowledge them and feel them and have a good cry or whatever it is that you do that is right for you. Then you have a choice.
Mm.
You can stay there. If you stay in those feelings, there will always be a consequence to the choices that you make. If you choose to stay in the heavy feelings that might come with disappointment, they will stay within you. They may grow, they may turn to bitterness, resentment, disconnecting with people you love or you don't love, you're just disconnecting full stop. There will be consequences.
I think the biggest thing for me is that you then disconnect with yourself.
Yeah, that's the first place it happens.
Yeah, and then you start to feel, you actually detach from the real you, which is a much better person.
And that's it.
A happier person.
Yeah. The choices that you make impact the person you become.
Mm.
You're already a good person. Mm. Do you want to keep growing as a good person?
Mm.
If you choose to stay in the bitterness of what our experiences bring, because they do sometimes. Sometimes we get hurt badly and that can lead to bitterness if you choose to stay there.
Mm.
You will be dominated by resentment. After time, that's what will happen.
And maybe if you struggle to break those patterns of behaviour, you can either seek professional help.
And all of us do that, by the way. We have patterns we need to change, but sometimes they become, like you said, long-term ones we need help with. Mm. And it's great to have the courage to get that help. Perhaps we, Ruth, together we could repeat those four questions because I think they're important. So we need to first ask ourselves, have we acknowledged the pain that we're feeling? And then what strengths do I have within me to cope with the situation?
And then what are your needs? What are my needs, I should say? And what choices do I have now? I think we've given you enough today to think about.
Yeah.
And I hope it's helpful for you. And that you remember the message from Helen's experiences of disappointment, which is, don't stay down, get determined.
And we just want to share with you, we put a lot of thought into these podcasts and sometimes they might sound
clunky. Or clumsy.
Yes.
And that's because they are.
It's because they are, because they're coming from our real life experiences and
coming from our hearts, and sometimes there aren't words.
That's right. And sometimes hearts are awkward. So excuse our clunkiness, but that's who we are and we're actually okay with that.
Yeah. It's been a difficult episode this week for some reason.
Probably because there's been a lot.
Yeah, we've had a lot going on our plate.
Yeah, a heck of a lot in both of our lives happening right now, but we didn't want to not be here today.
And please come back.
Please come back. We love you. And
we will try not to be so tired next episode.
I'm about to have 4 or 5 days with my 3 beautiful little grandchildren, so I hope to come back bouncing with silliness and laughter next week, because that's what I'm going to be doing in the next 4 days, being silly and laughing.
Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
See you later. Bye. Hello and welcome. I'm going to start by sharing with you something that happened recently. Myself, my husband and family members, we're really looking forward to...
doesn't feel exciting anymore. Your face.
It's so exciting.
Stop it.